USDA is giving us, it's not money, but it's actual food. So they're giving us commodities valued at $81 million so that we can use it in four specific countries, three of which are in Africa. So we'll be using those commodities in Kenya, Malawi, and Liberia. And in Kenya and Malawi, we estimate that this award will allow us to feed about 1.5 million school children in each country, and in Liberia, about 450,000. So this is a significant contribution at a really important time.
What specifically are the commodities that are going to be provided?
In this donation, they're giving us rice, yellow split peas, vegetable oil, bulgur, which is a high-protein wheat, and a fortified nutritional project called Corn Soya Blend Plus, or CSB. And these will be used in the daily school meal programs that WFP operates in those four countries.
How important are these commodities for school children?
They're critical. For many of these children, this is the only meal that they'll receive in a day. So it's essential that we're able to provide nutritious, reliable food to them each day. In some cases, food is the incentive that keeps children coming back to school. So there's an additional benefit to this program besides physical nutritional support. It's a way to help keep children in school and lead to a brighter future for them. That's especially true of young girls. Families in some communities are often confronted with a decision of keeping their girl child home to help with family chores or send the child to school. And if they know that the child will receive a meal at school, or sometimes a take-home ration that can help the family, then they're more likely to send that girl child to school.
How does having a good meal at school help a child in the long run?
It helps with physical development, mental development. A strong, reliable, nutritious intake will keep young children strong and help them grow stronger so that they can be more productive later in life. I mean, this is all about helping strengthen the next generation, and children who don't receive food early in life will suffer for it.
How have the governments of these countries responded to this pledge of commodities?
Wonderfully. I mean, as you can imagine, this is very welcome assistance. The school meals programs that WFP operates are operated with the intent of ultimately turning the school meals program over to the country. And we've done that many times. I think there are now 30-some countries that WFP once provided school meals in, which after some number of years, the government was able to step in and run that program on its own after it was up and running and sustainable with good infrastructure. These countries now see this donation as an essential part of helping the young people in those countries sustain themselves.
How long does it take before a country is able to provide their own assistance for school children?
It's over some number of years, and it varies country by country based upon all sorts of factors. The political environment, the economic stability there, the political will in the country. So there's not really an easy answer to that one, but we're talking in the multiple years category.